Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me here at Church Girl Rehab. I am your host, Natasha Engman. This week is Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone that celebrates. I wanted to kind of share a fun story about Thanksgiving and the church, and obviously me as the main character, with you all today. It's just kind of, just something different and fun for you guys to listen to today, but still have a good message for all of you to take home. So when I was, I'm going to say about 19, 20, everyone posting those decade challenges, it's about the time that this was happening. It's about a decade ago. I was coming out of a relationship with a man that I was attending church with. He was an executive intern and I was an intern, and we had been on and off dating for far too long. But I mean, it wasn't even that long, but just the story of it, I'll share it one day, was too long. But at the end of the story, I actually was asked by the youth pastor that I was under at the time, because again, I was an executive intern for the church, or just an intern at that time. And I was asked by the youth pastor, who was the best friend of my ex-boyfriend, to actually leave the church. Apparently, my sadness from being emotionally abused and broken up with on and off again for way too long, was uncomfortable for other people. So my emotions were making other people uncomfortable. The fact that I didn't like the way that I was being treated, and I was standing up for that and not just being quiet about it, made them uncomfortable, because, well, I was kind of airing their dirty laundry and they didn't want it out there. So again, I was asked to leave, and I was told that I couldn't come back to church for a month. They wanted me to leave for a month and deal with my emotions. And in that month, then they would reconsider letting me back into the church if I had healed to their liking. My emotions were where they wanted them to be. So I, being the good Christian girl that I was, snot cried in the office and then literally took that month, and I put all the blame on myself for everything, which was stupid. Very stupid. If you're in a similar situation, understand that your emotions are your emotions, and you're allowed to feel them, and you're allowed to process them in the way that you need to. And if you need to stand up for yourself because someone's mistreating you, that's not wrong. But at that time, I was so, my worth was so wrapped in what the church thought of me, that them saying these things to me made me feel like I was in the wrong for being upset and being sad. So I like studied that whole month and was praying and fasting and doing all of those church girl things. And then I got a call like a week or two before I was allowed to come back, saying that I would be able to come back, that they were apologizing for doing this to me because the head pastor had found out what was being done to me, and he was making another executive intern call me and apologize and say that what they did was wrong. I have a whole issue with that too, but that's another story for another time. This is about Thanksgiving. So after I got that call, I realized that Thanksgiving was coming. It was going to be November. We were going to have our big church potluck where everyone brings the side dishes, and the church makes the turkeys, and, you know, that's a typical church potluck type of deal. I was still trying to prove myself to this young man at the time, and for whatever idiotic reason, I still wanted him to want me back and for us to be in a relationship again, because I was stupid and 19, 20 years old, very dumb, or 20, I don't even know how old I was, but I thought that the way that I would win his heart was with the old saying that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I decided, for whatever reason, that mashed potatoes were going to get me my soulmate. If I made the bomb, most bomb of bomb, whatever, most delicious freaking mashed potatoes, this fool was going to fall in love with me right then as he took the first bite and just magically know that I made the potatoes and, like, propose right then. Had a ring in his pocket for whatever freaking daydream reason and would propose right then. So I went to the store when it got closer, and I spent way too much money on mashed potato things. I bought the best bacon, the best cheese, the best potatoes, sour cream, the most delicious butter, all of the freshest herbs and spices, all of this stuff, because I was going to get my husband through these potatoes. And so the morning of that potluck, I got up super early because they were going to be fresh and delicious. So I got up and I'm in the kitchen and I'm making these potatoes. I'm trying to earn my way into this man's freaking heart. And I come and I bring the potatoes, which, by the way, I was poor, so buying the nicest of ingredients didn't really make that many potatoes. I mean, it's still potatoes and those are so relatively cheap, but I was that poor that I think I had, like, I don't know, a 5x9 pan, which really isn't that big if you're thinking about hundreds of people. Glad I wasn't the only one making potatoes. So I bring my little dish. By the way, I bought a new dish for this because, you know, you had to think Susie Homemaker for sure. And so I bring in this dish and everybody eats the potatoes and I'm nervous the whole time and end up sitting with friends and laughing and talking and completely forgetting about my dumb plot. So long story short, I didn't marry this man. He's married to somebody else, as am I. He has 3 children and I have my brand new son with my husband. My potatoes did not win his heart. He may have found them delicious, but maybe not marriage material. But I make those same potatoes every Thanksgiving now. It is my tradition. It is my dish that I bring to everything. I bring the potatoes. And for the longest time, when I was still attending that church, every year they would ask for me to make the potatoes. And most of the time they wouldn't even make it out onto the buffet table, because everyone that was in charge of, like, the planning committee and everything, they would hide the potatoes and they would eat them for themselves because they said they were that delicious. So they were really good. They are really good. But my dish, my traditional Thanksgiving mashed potatoes, which, by the way, if I ever see someone try and put gravy on my potatoes, I will punch them, because that's not what goes on my potatoes. They're delicious enough on their own that they don't need your McCormick packet of gravy. but I just thought I would share that with you guys today. I just thought it was kind of fun. Just a little story, a little backstory of a little more personal information. So if you guys ever eat my potatoes, you know where the story came from of why I make them the way that I do. even though I didn't win that young man's heart back with my potatoes, I did find something that was mine. And I did heal a little bit more in finding a new piece of me. Even though they were just potatoes, it was something that was mine. It was a moment, and it's a moment every year that is just mine. I get to be in the kitchen and I get to make my potatoes and I get to serve them to people that I love every year. I didn't turn out to be the people that I thought that I was going to love, but I wouldn't trade the people that I serve these potatoes to every year for anything. I have a wonderful husband, a new beautiful son, an amazing group of friends that in a few short days we'll be having our Thanksgiving with them, and it is something my husband and I look forward to, and just anytime we get to spend time with these people that we love, we get excited for it. And if I get to share a little piece of me, a little piece of my past with them every year, then that's really special. It was birthed out of a place of pain and trying to prove myself, but it has turned into just sharing love and wanting to be happy with people that make me happy. So I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to Church Girl Rehab. Once again, I am your host, Natasha Ingman, and I hope you have a blessed day.